Hey, Fran. Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so grateful you pressed play today, because we're going to dive into something that most of us wrestle with, but don't always talk about. The battles happening inside us. Maybe right now, everything looks okay on the outside. You've got the smile, you got the routine, the to-do list checked off, but inside, it feels like a storm. The kind that doesn't make a sound but leaves everything unsettled. The kind where your thoughts spin, your heart races, and doubt keeps trying to plant roots. And the worst part is, no one else may even notice that you're barely holding it together. If you've ever thought, "I don't know if I'm strong enough for this," I want you to know you're not alone. In fact, that's why today's truth matters so much. Scripture doesn't tell you to be fearless. It doesn't demand perfection. What it does say is this: be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And that includes the places inside of you where fear has tried to take root. That includes your private battles, your inner chaos, your doubts, and your what-ifs. So wherever you are today, whether you're fighting to stay afloat or simply trying not to run, know this: God is with you. And that changes everything. So let's breathe and start with a prayer. Father, you see every corner of my heart, even the parts I try to hide. When fear floods in and doubt clouds my mind, remind me that I don't face these battles alone. I don't have to be fearless to be faithful. I don't have to be strong to be held. You are my steady place when everything else feels uncertain. Help me lean into you instead of my own strength. Calm the chaos inside me, Lord, and anchor my soul in your presence. Today, I choose to take one more step with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes the chaos isn't just happening around you. It's happening inside you. Maybe everything looks fine on the outside, but inside, fear, doubt, and uncertainty are swirling. Your heart races with what ifs, your mind replays every worst case scenario, and the weight of it all really makes you want to throw your hands up and walk away. You wonder if you're really cut out for this, if you're really strong enough, if you're really brave enough, if you're really steady enough to keep going. But here's the truth. God's word doesn't ask you to be fearless. It invites you to be strong and courageous because He is with you. You're not walking through the chaos or the battles alone. God promises that He will never leave you or forsake you. Ever. Not on your hardest day, not in your deepest struggle, not even when you feel like giving up. His presence is your steady ground when everything else feels shaky. When fear tries to paralyze you or insecurity whispers that you're not enough, God gently reminds you that He is. And that's more than enough for both of you. So if you're standing in the middle of a mess, or feeling like you're drowning in doubt, don't let it convince you to stop. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to fight perfectly. Just lean in to Him. Take a deep breath. Ask for His strength. Then take one more step, because you've got this. Not because you feel strong, but because God is your strength. And He's not going anywhere. Lord, I admit I'm scared. But I choose to be strong and courageous today because You promised to never leave me. Help me to trust You more than my fears. Remind me that You walk with me through every hard thing. Give me the courage to face today with confidence, knowing You are by my side. Thank You for Your faithful presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. My question for you today: what fear or worry is holding you back right now? Write it down. Then imagine God standing beside you, giving you courage. How can you take a brave step forward today? What does that look like? Write it down. My friend, maybe no one else knows what you're really carrying right now, but God does. And He isn't waiting for you to pull yourself together before He shows up. He's already here. Right in the middle of the internal chaos, right in the swirl of fear and self-doubt, He is your calm. He is your strength. He is enough. You don't have to be unshakable to stand strong. You just have to be willing to keep showing up. Not in your own power, but in His power. So before you head into the rest of your day, take a moment. Breathe deep. Speak this truth out loud if you need to. God is with me. And I don't have to be enough, because He is. You are not alone. And even when the battle feels overwhelming, you're not losing. You're learning to trust the One who's already won. Until next time, keep leaning into the kingdom, even when the chaos is within.